a plant-based COVID vaccine. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Montreal-based corporation Medicago has high hopes that their plant-based COVID vaccine will be licensed. Medicago's product would be the world's first plant-based vaccine for human use of any kind. The company is nearing completion of its Phase 3 trials, all of which have been closely watched by the Canadian government. Brian Ward is Medicago's chief operating officer, based in Montreal.
This is a more traditional vaccine, a protein-based vaccine. The bioreactor we use to produce those virus-like particles is a living plant. Homegrown takes on a whole new connotation when you're talking about a plant-based vaccine.
Ward says their vaccine was pitted against all the known more highly transmissible COVID strains.
This was one of the first Phase 3 studies where 100% of cases that we identified were different variants. The main cases were Delta and Gamma variants, known to be highly transmissible and resistant to vaccine-induced immunity, with smaller numbers of Alpha, Lambda, and Mu mutants. The vaccine was pretty severely challenged by these new mutants, even without Omicron.
Canada has more than an 80% double vaccination rate already in place, so it's expected that, upon approval, the Medicago vaccine will have as much significance globally as in Canada. One of Medicago's early concerns was how a plant-based vaccine would stand up to long-haul distribution rigors, but normal refrigeration is all that's required. Produced by the Ag Information Network.